What are you reading, honey?
Oh, this is a terrific book on reincarnation.
Oh.
Hey, ever tell you about my Aunt Brenda who really believed in reincarnation?
No. Go ahead.
Well, my Uncle Sidney died about 10 years ago, so she went to a seance, tried to raise up his spirit. And she said, Sidney, Sidney, can you hear me, Sidney? He said, yeah, I hear you. She said, Sidney, how are you? A lot better off than when I was with you.
Sidney, what are you doing?
He said, my life is terrific. I wake up in the morning, have breakfast, and make love. Have lunch, and make love. Have dinner, and I make love.
She says, are you in heaven?
He said, no, I'm a bull in Montana.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
An announcement to make. Me and Wendy are going steady.
Congratulations.
I just pinned her. Best 3 out of 5.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wendy's
really happy, ain't she?
Oh, I'm really happy. I am.
Yeah, but did you pick up that lottery ticket?
Oh, yeah. Got it right here. Everybody cough up their quarter now.
On the way.
Here's my money, little one.
All right. Best investment you ever made.
Oh,
Yeah. This week we're really going to hit the old jackpot.
Oh, he's right. Oh,
yeah.
He's right.
Yeah, okay. You're right. But you said that last week.
Hey, but Juan was right last week.
That's right. Yeah. I was right last week. The people down at the lottery was wrong.
Morning. I can't believe it. You guys are still throwing your money away in a lottery.
Mr. Carter, I could feel it. Look, this time we bought the $1 million ticket.
Let me tell you guys a little story. When I was a young lad, I asked my uncle Manny, the accountant. I said, Manny, I want to have a lot of money. He said, Gabe, you want $1 million? There's only one way. Embezzle it.
Yeah.
You get it? He was an accountant.
Hey, Mr. Cartier, you see, our money, we ain't throwing it away. See, what we're doing is we're buying a piece of the dream. We're buying a one-way ticket to the good life. You hear me? To the good life. I'm talking about fame and fortune. What am I talking about?
You're talking about wealth.
I'm talking about wealth. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about wealth. I'm also hearing it in my head.
You're talking about power.
Power and wealth and position and a chance for the betterment of your soul. Can I get an amen? Yeah. Can I get an amen?
Sit down.
That's good enough.
Okay, now, need I remind you people that this is a classroom, not a casino.
Oh, no wonder why we ain't won nothing.
Okay, now, homework. I would like your homework, which covered the Industrial Revolution. Please pass it to my right, which is your left, which is this way. Look at me. Look at me.
This way.
Did anyone visit Vinny today at the hospital?
Who wants to visit a dying man?
He is not dying. He has just had his tonsils removed. I gotta stop by and see Vinny myself today. I gotta tell him Woodman's gonna let him take that makeup test.
If you're gonna go by the hospital, could you give this to Vinny, from all of us to all of him?
Oh, you got him a little something? That's really nice of you people. What is it?
It's a... You know, it's a get-well card.
This girl looks very healthy to me.
Hey, Mr. Carter, could you put up Vinny's quarter for this week's lottery?
You want a quarter for me?
Yeah.
Are you people crazy? I am the father of twins. I do not have any extra quarters. I'm saving them all for the tooth fairy. He's going to visit my house 64 times.
Now, come on, Mr. Carter. You know, Vinny, he's going to give it back to you.
All right, look, if I give you people a quarter, can we get on with the lesson?
We are here to learn, Mr. Cutto. Right, 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 right.
Okay, here you go.
I got it!
Here you go. Well, thank you, Vinny, my man. I knew you was good for the bread.
All right, we will continue with today's lesson. No more interruptions.
Sorry to interrupt, Cutter. I just came by to pick up your monthly progress report. Where is it?
It's on the desk. Mr. Woman, that's not it.
Cutter, I thought you taught social studies, not anatomy. What's the meaning of this?
That's not it, Mr. Woodman. That's, get well card for Vinny.
Oh, I see. Well, if you don't mind, I'll just take this back to my office and add a few sentiments of my own.
Choo-choo, chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga. Does Teddy like to choo-choo? Does he? That's good. Would Teddy like to take a ride on the choo-choo? No? Teddy don't want to take a ride on the choo-choo? Wouldn't maybe the choo-choo should take a ride on Teddy's face?
Vinny, did they remove your tonsils or your brain?
Hey, welcome to the nursery.
Vinny, listen, I got great news for you. Mr. Woodman has decided to let you take the makeup test. I got some homework I want you to do. The test is going to be a week from Wednesday.
Oh, I can't make it a week from Wednesday. I got a date.
Listen, you've been driving me crazy for 2 weeks. Take a makeup test. You want to get into the 11th grade.
Well, come on. They don't take babies in 11th grade. I got a baby disease.
Vinny, listen, a lot of adults have their tonsils removed.
Oh, yeah, well, how come last night the nurse had to come in and burp me?
Probably no use, Sally. You probably try to burp her first.
Well, even so, you know.
Barberino, now look.
All right, I just had a major operation.
Vinny, get back in bed.
Carry me.
Vinny!
Right, Gabe.
All right, listen. Now, I want you to do all this stuff here. Start over here and you go all the way to the end. By the way, you owe me a quarter.
Well, now I got to stop paying you to come visit me?
No, I put in your quarter for this week's lottery.
Oh, forget the lottery. Forget it. I've been trying a lottery for 2 years now. I never won a dime.
You don't want it?
Nah, you keep it.
Vinny winning, guess what?
No, that's the burping maniac.
Time for Edie Pooh.
Oh, that's goody. Because you know what I had today? I had a poached eggy, and I had a toasty, and I had jam.
Can I give you a second? Look, I know you're probably a highly trained professional, but why are you treating him like a baby? Why don't you treat him like a man?
Oh, I tried that last night. It took two orderlies to pull him off me.
Okay, listen, if you want to help Mrs. Carter with the babies, you're going to have to learn about burping.
Hey, come on, you don't got to tell me about burping. I mean, I can burp, you know, right on cue. You want to hear me?
No, thanks, right? Go ahead, Wendy. Continue.
Okay. Look, place the baby on your shoulder and pat it gently on the back.
That's
okay?
Easy. So what else is new?
Terrible.
You don't know nothing about babies. Give me that baby. Let me show you how to burp this
Come
baby.
Come on, now, that's my baby.
Now, it's
I'm
my baby.
With my baby.
It's my baby.
You're the face baby. Baby.
Epstein, you keep the doll. Washington, I'll buy you a nice little tea set to play with.
Hey, Mr. Woodman, we was just practicing in case Mrs. Cartier needs some extra help.
Well, I think Julie's quite capable of handling Carter on her own. You get it? Handling Carter, burping Carter, changing Carter's diapers. You people have no sense of humor.
See you tomorrow.
Now, Carter. They're practicing in case your wife needs help changing you. No more diaper rash, Carter. Funny stuff, huh?
How long have you been without your medication, Mr. Wood?
You're a cold person, Carter. A very cold person.
Oh, look, Epstein's got a nice doll. Washington, maybe I'll buy you a nice little tea set.
That's my joke, Carter.
Medication, Mr. Woodman.
Hey, you guys! You guys, we won! We won the lottery!
$1 million!
Well, not exactly, but we made it to the semifinals, and so far we've won $1,000.
We're
We, Mr. Carter. Us. No. Us. Little Juan and Big Freddy and me, and let us not forget Vincent.
Yeah, well, you see, when I went to the hospital, Vinny... Congratulations.
Come on, let's go over to the hospital, huh?
This is really going to cheer
gonna me up.
Oh, he's going to be so happy!
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, boy.
Mine's dry.
Mine's not.
Gabe.
How come I always get the wet one?
Oh, she's just showing off for Daddy.
We gotta break her of this habit before she starts dating.
Honey, what are you gonna do about Vinny's lottery ticket?
Well, I told you, technically, legally, morally, the money's mine.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Give it all to Vinny.
Are you sure that's the right thing?
Julie, you're not suggesting.
Honey.
I don't believe it. She's wet again.
Suggesting that if you hand the money over to Vinny, you're just going to be rewarding him for breaking an agreement. That's all.
You're all wet.
I am not.
Julie, I was talking to the baby.
Oh. You get that. I'll change her. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Arnold.
Hi, Mr. Carter. Mrs. Carter. Oh, the little bit. Oh. I was supposed to bring over Vinny's homework.
Well, where is it?
I was supposed to tell you that I got held up by the homework mugger.
Was I supposed to believe it?
Oh, Mr. Carter, you should have seen Vinny's face when we told him about winning the lottery ticket. He was so excited, he dropped his nurse.
I don't believe it. Didn't Vinny say anything to you about, about anything?
We talked about a lot of things, but we didn't talk about anything. Hey, I gotta go. They're having a big sale over at Corvettes on slight irregulars. This may come as a shock to you, Mr. Carter, but I am slightly irregular.
Now listen, Val, if you do that hand as well as you did this hand, I might buy you that ring I promised you.
Good afternoon.
Gabriel, my boy. How nice of you to drop by. Care for a bonbon?
Nurse, could you leave us alone for a while? I think this might get messy.
All right. I'll be back for the mud pack at 5, BRB.
BRB?
Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a middle initial. It's real classy, like.
You know, Vinny, I think it's really nice that you're spending my money like it was yours.
Your money?
Yeah, don't you remember? I bought your share of the lottery this week.
Oh, I got that quarter fee right here. That's no problem. How the twins? Are they housebroken yet or what?
Vinny, we're talking about something a lot more important than money.
What?
Your word.
Oh, my word ain't worth nothing. It ain't worth a dime. Ask anybody.
Vinny!
Come on, Mr. Cotton. I've been in this 2 years already. I mean, you just start now. I got a big investment than you. All right. Take the robe. I hate it. It itches. Go on, it's your money.
That's what I wanted to hear you say. Okay, then. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll split everything right down the middle. 50-50. What do you say?
Who gets the 50?
We both do. Partner.
Oh, partner's like. Oh, that's good. Hey, we got so bad. Oh, I know. I got some
for
you. I got some for you. You can love this. Look at that. Check it out.
What's this?
That's my homework.
This is your homework?
I was sick.
Just think, in only 2 magical minutes, the lowly poor will become the haughty rich.
Don't become so haughty yet, Arnold. We haven't won. Come on in, Epstein.
Hey, wow.
Epstein, what's that satchel for?
It's for the money. What am I going to do, stuff 250 G's in my pocket?
Hey, why, they're going to give us a check.
Oh, no, I don't take checks. Checks bounce.
Well, this one's going to be from New York State.
Especially those.
Well, I finally decided what I'm going to do with my fortune.
Oh, yeah, what?
Well, you see, I'm real tired of seeing my poor mama breaking her back year after year, putting all that old dirty laundry on that old clothesline.
Oh, that's nice, Freddie. You going to buy her, like, a washer-dryer?
No, I was going to buy a new clothesline. How about yourself?
Me? I'm happy. I don't need anything.
Yeah?
I got a job I really love, beautiful wife, 2 terrific new babies. I'm happy. Well, should be just about time, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And now, the million-dollar moment is here.
Come on, I need the money!
All the names and numbers of the finalists are in this bowl.
We're ready, Pop. Just drop it right in here and remember, no pennies.
I wish you all good luck.
All right.
I am now dipping my hand into the bowl.
Oh, don't dip it. Shove it down deep.
Deeper! Deeper!
I'm sorry.
I have the name in my hand.
That's me. I won. I am Juan Eppinger. Don't let the Epstein fool you. It was a family name. We changed it when we first came to this country.
Epstein, it's all right.
I got documents. I got papers. Epstein goes all the way back to the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Epstein, take it. It's all right. We want $250 each. Take it easy. It's all right.
Just check the Dead Sea Scrolls.
It's okay. $250. We came close, huh? I mean, who needs $1 million? Listen, did I ever tell you about my Uncle Eddie? He was a thief. You know, he wanted $1 million, wanted to rob a bank, you know, train, big, everything. Never made it. Was always a small-time crook. In fact, one time he was walking down the streets in New York City, you know, with his girlfriend, and he saw a diamond bracelet in the window, and his girlfriend said, "Listen, this is funny." His girlfriend said, "Eddie, could you get me that bracelet?" So he takes a brick, throws it through the window, and grabs the bracelet. Then they walk in, they keep walking, and she sees a big fur coat in the window. She says, "Eddie, could you get me that fur coat?" He takes a brick, throws it through the window, gets her the fur coat. Then they're walking through the most expensive store on Fifth Avenue, right? And she sees a beautiful dress. And she says, "Eddie, could you get me that dress?" And he looks at her and says, "What do you think, I'm made out of bricks?"
Welcome back. You've been since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead you